Social media certainly isn't all bad, but there's a lot of bad. And one thing that's arisen out of social media is something called cancel culture. Say something someone doesn't like or something thought to be beyond the pale, and there are calls to cancel you, to treat you like you don't exist, to shun you, to exclude you from public discourse. People can lose their livelihoods over this or their emotional well-being. Now, of course, since forever, people have paid for their mistakes, so there's something about it that might seem just in some cases. But a lot of subjects are nuanced, and they don't lend themselves to sound bites. So when person A comments on a delicate subject and someone misinterprets that comment, it can all come crashing down, even though there was no ill intent, and even though whatever was said or done might have been 5 minutes ago or 20 years ago. The internet has in many ways become a mob. And cancel culture is a toxic expression of that. There can be a meanness, a lack of grace, no thought of forgiveness. Aren't you glad God doesn't cancel people? If he did, we'd have all been canceled long ago. The Bible says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy." Adam and Eve plunged the world into sin and assured the death of Jesus. God was gracious toward them. Moses was a murderer. David, a murderer and an adulterer. There were consequences for their actions, but God didn't cancel culture them. Aaron led Israel into apostasy with the golden calf. More than likely, he'd be kicked out of ministry today for something like that. But God forgave him and even installed him as high priest of Israel. If God can be gracious to us, it seems we ought to be gracious towards others. Cancel culture is not that. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.